day of the year, but we do set aside one day, Mother's Day, where we can show and talk about that appreciation. Moms are beautiful. They're a great, we have so many people in our community that love to celebrate their mother and talk about the importance of it. It's a special day. And for some people, it's not always a biological mom that fills that mother role in their life. Sometimes moms, or how someone becomes a mom or how someone gains a mom, can be a little more complicated, but just as beautiful. Deb Davies is joining me this morning. Deb is the executive director for the Saskatchewan Foster Families Association. And I want to talk about the importance of Mother's Day from the context of foster families. Deb, thanks so much for taking our call.
Well, thank you for having me.
So what is the importance of Mother's Day when you look at it through the vantage point of a foster family?
Well, I think that the importance of Mother's Day is just the whole family. You know, we want to be there in the community to be able to respond when children and families need that support. So mothers, fathers, everyone plays such an important part. You know, we always say that it takes a village to raise a child, but it really takes a community to support a family.
Mm. Yeah, you, and I know you've got experience in this. You were a foster parent. So can you talk about it from your own perspective?
Yes, absolutely. I fostered for a number of years, and I can tell you that it was one of the most rewarding things that I could have ever done. And the people that I've gained in my life is just, you can't even put words to explain of how enriching that is. Mm-hmm. You know, I still have contact with many young people. Well, they're not young anymore because I'm older, of course, but still have contact 20 years later with children or young people that I helped support.
So outstanding. And I have lots of friends that are involved as foster parents. I think it's incredible. Can you talk about Mother's Day from the vantage point of the kids, the children who are in foster care? Because that, you know, it can be a complicated day in some ways for them, but there's some beauty in there in those relationships that form. Can you talk from the vantage point of the children?
Well, for children, you know, one of the things that when I fostered, I always talked about co-parenting with families. I wasn't taking the place of a mom or a dad. I was co-parenting with their family. We were there to support the children. And again, if we can support families, that just strengthens our children's future.
Can you talk about, Deb, you are such a great advocate for foster families. Deb Davies, by the way, is my guest, executive director for Saskatchewan Foster Families Association. Can you talk about, not from the role of a foster parent, not from the role or the vantage point of a child who's in foster care, but just society in general, what role do you see foster parents playing in society?
I believe that foster families play a very important role in strengthening our community. You know, some people don't understand what the role of a foster parent is, but it's supporting not only the children, but the community. Because again, we want to make sure that children have a bright future and really positive outcomes, you know, for the future.
I just had a conversation with friends of mine who were saying, essentially, they were openly discussing whether or not they should become foster parents. They have no children of their own and won't be having children and feel as though maybe this is a good opportunity for them. What are some things people should consider? Because this is a fairly important and big decision to make. What should people consider when they're thinking about becoming a foster family?
Well, 100% that you say it's, you know, it's a very important decision to make. I think that you have to, you know, make sure that you're conscientious, that you're going to be welcoming the partnership of working with a family. It's not that children come into foster care that don't ever get to see their families, because we really encourage that, because again, we need to keep children connected to their families, to their community. So you have to be very flexible, very open-minded, and very adaptable, because, you know, each family lives life different. So we have to be very adaptable and understanding of different people's situations.
Mm-hmm. Are you always looking for people to step into the role of foster families, or do you have enough that do this in the province?
No, we're always looking for more families. We want to be there to be able to respond. There's not children waiting to come into foster care, but we want to be able to be there to have enough families to be able to respond to the need. And presently, we're running a Mother's Day campaign through Canada Post and just reaching out to households, to families, and saying, would you be interested? Mm. Because the other thing is, Evan, is we have not only just fostering in our organization, we have a program that's called the In-Home Support Program that we employ people all over the province that go in and support families. So if we have a grandmother that's caring with for children and they're connected to the Ministry of Social Services, we can go in and support that grandmother or that family to be able to maintain the children in their community and in their families. So there's many different ways of helping. It's not just fostering, because again, it's about families helping families. And we really want to strengthen our families for mm-hmm. our future.
Deb Davies is my guest, Executive Director for the Saskatchewan Foster Families Association. Are there misconceptions out there that float around about foster care? Anything that you deal with constantly or have to fact check people on?
Well, I think that, you know, kind of one of the myths is that, you know, when children come into care, they never get to go home. Well, that's not the case. We are always working with families and, you know, we work very closely with the Ministry of Social Services to see what, you know, whatever we can do to get children home when it's safe and when it's appropriate for their families. And, you know, again, and we also help bio families, because if we again can support all families, that's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's a big piece of our you know, our kind of belief. It's about families helping families.
I can tell you in my policing career, Deb, I saw dozens, more than dozens, hundreds of examples where foster families made an incredible difference in the lives of youth in our province, and did so in a complementary way with the families and the relatives of these youth. It's about a stabilized environment. It's about setting them up for success. So I'm so appreciative of you and the team and anyone that puts their hand up to do this important work.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And I just want to again say thank you to our policing community, because sometimes when we need some help in the communities, the police are also there to help us and to build those relationships. Mm. And again, if we all work together, we can all make a difference in our communities.
Deb, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for what you do. And again, the website, saskfosterfamilies.ca, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And thank you. Thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day to all the families.
Deb Davies, Executive Director for the Saskatchewan Foster Families Association, saskfosterfamilies.ca. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.